Martha Susan made the motion. Stan is second. So that just came. All right. First on the agenda is the February city meeting minutes. Is there any additional corrections? We have one this morning. I think we fixed it.
I just got the thing. I sent her that thing about this. We bought the plants back in the late summer, in August or September. We didn't buy them in November.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. I corrected it on the website. So. All right. City financial reports. Anybody have any problems with those? Okay, let's hear a motion on the minutes. Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion made.
Is that Commissioner Bedell, primary, and Commissioner Adams, second? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
I'm having a hard time hearing tonight, folks. All right, on the city financials, do I hear a motion to approve the city financials for March? And thank you, Commissioner Adams. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Is there any citizens' issues that need to be brought up?
I've got a couple. The first one, I don't know if you can do anything about, but it affects Worthington Hills.
What's that?
Every time you turn off 22 going through Cold Spring, there are speed bumps, and they are so faint you can hardly see them. Is there any way they can paint it? I hit one, and I know I should have been paying more attention, but I hit one the other day.
That's a Cold Spring issue, and you need to address it with Cold Spring.
I figured you knew
some of those.
You have
a
contact name, or?
Oh.
Who's the mayor of it? I forgot what.
I don't know. They got a website.
Was it William Starks?
Yeah, William Starks.
Yeah, I mean, they have a culture and website. They even look at it's
their responsibility, you know.
I know it is. I thought maybe you knew someone.
Well.
And then one other thing, I've lived in Worthington Hills for 46 years, and when I turn in at the front entrance, I really wish that could be squeezed up. And I don't know what other word for it, it's just really, look at it when you go out and come in. And I'm not sure, I mean, I'm not a landscaper, but I just know if I like it when I see it. There's a little scrubby little bushes with about four little leaves on them that they're not going to ever do anything. And there's a couple dead ones. There's the question that people have as they come in that main entrance is a wooden window. And I really want it to look good. I really do.
Yeah.
And,
I can speak a little bit to that. The two little stubby ones were just painted in October, I think, so they need a little bit more time. If it's the Barberry, the ones that you're looking at, we did have a car run over one of the hollyhocks so we could take out the light pole there. That was in November. We're trying to let that hollyhock kind of come back. I talked a little bit about planting something at the very front, but I have to be careful that I don't plant something that's going to get too big and too wide. Otherwise, it's going to be hard to turn left out of there. I don't want to create anything like that. And whatever we plant in there, I mean, Max with long hair, Harold Hall, you know, right? He states that the trees suck up a lot of the water, and that the bushes struggle to get, you know, to get water because the trees and the roots and everything suck up a lot of water. So they're really, really stressed, and it's hard to do.
Won't the roots of those trees eventually cause that foundation of that island to, I mean, I'm talking about the concrete around it. Won't that cause that to break up, do you think? I mean, I guess my idea of those trees, I don't think they're pretty anymore.
It depends on the type of tree and how many years it is.
Well, they're break repairs.
Yeah, it would take several years, I would think, for it to crack the concrete, you know, in the curb area. But we have a budget, a water budget, and we were only watering July and August when Harold was commissioner. We recently are now stated it was watering July, August, September. But without watering in May and June, I can't plant anything.
Because Lord, we had rain and rot.
It's not going to make it.
Yeah.
So we did plant some stuff in October. The two on the front island, and we planted some crepe myrtles elsewhere. And we're hoping that we get a lot of rain so we can not water too much.
Well, we might have to turn around in June. You know, it just really hit me the other day when I drove in and I thought, whoa, what's going on here? I really looked at it again and it's just...
Yeah, and we get a lot of litter up there. You know, Harold makes comments that people just throw their trash out. He cleans it up like weekly, and there's just always beer bottles and all kinds of stuff there. So that makes it look bad too. So.
Okay. Can you do stuff? You know, I know what other people are doing.
Is it the plants that you don't care about?
Look at this.
Or, I mean, is it...
It just doesn't look comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, maybe if it was landscaped a little bit better.
You know, some live, some die, we stuck something here.
Right.
It's just...
Yeah, it doesn't look professional.
Like, okay, I got this extra plant, I'll just throw it in the island.
Yeah, it does look a little unusual.
In my own opinion, and this is from someone who, you know, who, like I told you all before, my primary job used to be I had a company and it was landscape design. Those bread repair trees, they've overgrown that island. They're not shaped pretty anymore. They've just gotten all kind of scraggly looking at the top. And like you say, they're sucking every bit of the nutrients out of that island, you know. And I know people don't like to get rid of trees, but that island is just, it's just a mishmash of stuff, you know. It's not pretty.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand. Just go out with what's there, except you can't have trees. Put some landscaping fabric down, some mulch, and put in annuals. And then when winter comes, they're dead, it's plain. And
in the front,
and then
in the front by the side.
The whole island, I guess, if that's the issue. It's not essentially landscaped, like, say, I don't mean to compare with Forest Springs, but, you know, with lily ropes and begonias and all that. It's just random. It looks random bushes, like somebody put just, you know,
whatever was left over from them.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure when it was, you know, young and new, it was pretty. But, I mean, that's just my suggestion.
I mean,
if you want to look.
I don't know if we can do anything with flowers without watering earlier, though. So,
well, I don't think watering is it. I think we're deflecting here back on the water. I don't think that's really the issue. I think it's the plants. And it's not like you nor I planted them.
Yeah.
You know, I just think that's kind of, you said it was the plants. And
it's just.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. You know, if you just look at it and it's like.
Right.
Okay.
It's not like some other neighborhood's entrance.
Yeah.
Well, I could definitely, you know, have him quote that too,
yeah.
You know, and see what he can come up with.
Well, before we do any quoting, you've got to wait to see what we got from Rumpke.
That's true.
Yes.
That's
okay.
True. We do
so
need to see if I have
enough on the landscaping, because that's seasonal, and we ain't the summer yet. Okay, the crepe myrtles haven't even started twigging, so.
And I don't know are we still talking to the president since you brought up Christopher Pierce, or are we still taking questions? Because I have something to say about why he isn't here.
What?
I have something to say why he isn't here.
Oh, okay. Now we're not going there yet.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
I'm Anna Allen. I'm the treasurer of Garden of the Bay Run Homeowners Association, and I have something to pass out. You can put them that I would like to read. And this is really to our mayor, Robert Stone. Forgive me if I mispronounce your name. From the Garden of the Bay Run Homeowners Association, dated April 16, 2024. It is regarding harassment to our mayor. This statement is being read as notice of your unwarranted harassment activities or the equivalent thereof that has been ongoing for the past years and in recent weeks. Therefore, we respectfully ask that you cease all verbal contact with the residents, visitors, vendors, contractors, within and of the Gardens at Bay Run HOA. Your actions that warrant this include, but are not limited to, March 2024, aggressive and intimidating confrontation with a licensed contractor that resulted in a work stoppage. You have no authority as the HVAC inspector within Jefferson County, Kentucky, over the Department of Housing, Buildings and Construction, State of Kentucky Cabinet. As a citizen of Kentucky, you may phone one of these aforementioned agencies to report a complaint. Please see the two attached authorities that oversee HVAC inspections. They have contact information for you to report complaints. Ongoing 2024, notice is being placed on residents' mailboxes regarding insurance fraud. Prior to placing these notices, you should be doing due diligence on the business or person that actually owns the vehicles, as they may be in compliance with the state in which the business or person owns the vehicle. Ongoing notices placed on property parked vehicles in GVR visitor parking. There have been several instances of residents and guests of residents being parked in our visitor parking spaces. These spaces are clearly marked as visitor parking. We will be happy to report any suspicious vehicles to the City of Worthington Hills Public Safety Commissioner. Please refer to the commission and read and distribute it at the March 21st, 2023 City of Worthington Hills meeting. March 2023, the aforementioned submission to you at the City of Worthington Hills meeting. You were asked to refrain from speaking to our residents and vendors, and if you had any issues to proceed through the Gardens at Bay Run Homeowners Association Board of Directors. March 2023, demanded aggressive email thread to attend Gardens at Bay Run HOA board meeting. You were asked to provide your agenda, and when stated you did not have an agenda, you aggressively persisted with the demand to know the date, time, and location of said meeting. The previously conducted actions are unwanted, unwelcome, and have become unbearable. Due to the aforementioned, we respectfully request that you cease the harassment and request that you provide us written assurance within 20 days that you will refrain from further actions that are deemed as harassment. Sincerely, the Gardens of Bay Run Homeowners Association Board of Directors. Thank you.
Okay. Should I send it to you? Can I send it to you email, or do I have to send it to you in the mail?
I'll email.
Email's fine? Okay. Let me say, I'm sorry if that offended you all. But as far as the HVAC, we're checking all contractors within the city of Washington Hills. We've been doing it since July, since they had the explosions in West Pennsylvania because there was a water heater that was not properly installed. We have found numerous vendors out here without having permits, also not being licensed with Louisville. And on that particular day you're talking about, that particular vendor did not have a license or not a permit on site. The permits are required to be on site. And technically, any citizen can ask to see a permit. Permits are supposed to be posted or on their possession and available for anybody that wants to see one. And it's for your protection.
There's been two others in there since that you did not stop.
What's that?
There's been two other HVAC vendors in the community since that March incident, and you did not stop them.
I'm not out there every day.
Well, I have a question.
Uh-huh.
If you asked them and they didn't have a permit, why didn't you contact them?
Because I'm only required to contact Jefferson County permitting.
Did you contact them?
Yes, I did.
Did they contact them?
No.
Well, I contacted permitting. Anytime that we asked for it, first off, I checked it. Huh?
This is who you contact for any complaint. Like, you gave a call.
Well, actually, it's if they're working out there, you really, every person, no matter who the resident is, every person should ask to see a permit. We're doing that as a safety precaution to everybody. The neighbors, the property owners, the residents. When you're talking about gas heat, water heaters, heating and air conditioning, just if they don't get a permit, then the people down at building inspections does not know to come out and inspect the work. And they are required to have their work inspected. The only way they'll do that is if they've had a permit, because on the permit it directs them what they do once the work is done. Okay.
And if it's not done, it falls back on the resident. Am I correct?
I have no idea. All I know is it basically permitting is all that matters. Okay. It's for the protection of the people. I can tell you this much. Our public service
permits are on file. Permits were on file. And you stopped.
No, there wasn't permits on the file when I checked.
They weren't on site. They were on file.
Okay.
Well, I have a question. Well, I don't want to have a question, but I just want to step out of being Commissioner Deville and being president of our HOA. Over there at Trace. I'm president of the HOA at Trace. Anytime we have a vendor, one of the first things I do before that vendor comes on our property is make sure he has a permit, make sure he has a license, and I make sure that he has insurance. Because you'd be surprised how many don't have insurance.
We do that.
You know, I'm just saying. So if I'm not there and there's somebody over there that doesn't have a permit or doesn't have a license or something, I don't care who finds it out. I'm just glad they found it out, you know. And
our calls should be to these governing authorities. That's who the calls should be, is what we've been told. If we have issues and we don't know who's on site, the calls should be made to these people and they come out and do the inspection.
So are these people code enforcement?
They're with the state of Kentucky.
They are.
The plumbers are Commonwealth.
They are
inspectors, and the heating, air conditioning are the Jefferson County building permit
inspectors. Code enforcement. Well, okay.
Right. And they are happy when we call and let them know.
Well,
now, this was, again, you're right. They didn't have the permit on site, but they showed me the permit, and we left.
Well,
Okay.
After you created a work stoppage, which vendors are going to come in and start saying, I'm not going in there. It's a small world.
Well, let me tell you what. It may be a small world, but once you have an accident where you've got houses and lives endangered, okay, then we're not stopping. I mean, that is one thing that we won't stop doing because it comes back on us. If we're out there and we see a possible violation, or all we got to do, all we have to do is ask the vendor. They are required to have the permit on site. Any person, not only just us, you, any of these people can ask to see a building permit because...
But does it have to be aggressive and intimidating?
I'm not being aggressive.
Oh, yes, you were.
Well, in their opinion, I was aggressive because they didn't have it on it tight.
But you got to understand, that resident that lives there, she was very upset.
Well, she may have been upset, but the thing is, that the problem is if we had walked away, if we had walked away and she had died, I was not aggressive and timid.
It's reported by all those people, sir. That's where we're having problems.
That's why we brought it up, because of her.
Okay, fine. If you think I'm intimidating, the problem is they did not have it on site. I asked to see it.
It's all in how you ask, Madam Mayor, Mr. Mayor.
I understand. Well,
is this new procedure on our website? Is this?
It's on our website that there's supposed to be permits on site.
That's a good thing.
As far as
I've had a hot water heater put in, I had my permit. I had everything done. You never stopped in my house.
Well, because I maybe not. I didn't see it.
When we did ours,
he said it started in July. That it started in July.
But you don't have to be intimidating and confident.
My point is, I've talked to people, and the lady that lived there was an elderly lady, and she was upset. And that's the only reason we're bringing this up.
Okay, that's fine. I'll take it. Okay. I'm just saying, I did not overstep. I asked for it. They did not.
I can pull the emails where you've overstepped.
I don't care what the email says.
As they're all in the March 21st meeting of last year.
Okay, fine.
Everybody received that packet.
All right, and we got that. Okay. But as far as for public safety and health, those people...
We're asking you to stop.
Not just us, our residents.
Please.
Not just the three of us, it's the residents that came to us.
Okay, then...
Is it not our job to bring a concern
all right
here?
It's public...
It's a yes or no question. Is it not? Thank you, lady. Thank you, ma'am.
My suggestion is maybe just put it on the website. It's a new procedure. That way people would be aware when you approach them.
Okay.
And also help educate our community as well to look for when they have vendors come out to their home.
Exactly.
Because I can always help our community, educate them on what to look for when a vendor comes out for their
right.
home.
Right. Because people right. don't know. My because neighbor that called me did not know.
Right.
Well, she did not know. So, Robin Withers.
Well, again, it's for the betterment of the community. It's for the safety. Anytime that we approach a vendor that's HVAC, plumbing, any of those, it's all for the protection of the neighborhood and the personal property and everything else. We've got natural gas in that neighborhood, and anything, one little leak, and the next thing you know, you've got disaster.
All right, I'm sure you would come through us. Email.
Okay. We understand everything you're saying. We're just saying there's a certain way to go about it.
Okay, that's fine. Okay.
Well, we can't fix something if we don't know there's a problem.
There's nothing wrong with being passionate about something, but you know, we do have to be mindful of our delivery to people.
I won't go over it because it's one side.
Well,
and
I mean,
so.
I
you
know, like
have
that
to everyone.
I do. Yeah.
That's okay.
True.
The permitting thing works because, and the inspection thing works because we had a new air conditioner and
first put in. And within 10 days, the inspector was out, found.
Yes,
found. And they had to rewire.
Okay,
they had to rewire the air conditioner. It was too close to something. And yeah, so it is. It's not the major.
And we are seeing it more and more on the news. And it could be for people taking shortcuts.
Didn't I call you that day about not having a permit?
And you did. You're the one that called. And then I called the company. They were out, and they said because it was too close, they said when you reach down in there, you can get electrocuted. It would make contact, and they had to reroute it.
And I can say I also am in condos, and I've stepped down because it was too stressful. But anyhow, the last time I spoke with our master insurance policy holder, they wanted to be able to enter the units, and we're freestanding homes. To inspect the water heaters. So I get all the reasoning behind it. I do. I get it. But then I've had neighbors call me and say, who was this? And blah, blah, blah. And, well, I didn't know. She did say that. I didn't know I needed a permit.
Right. So, and I understand that. It's the intimidation, the confrontational, the aggressive behavior is why we bring this before.
I understand.
Okay.
I do.
All right.
Well, like I said, you can't fix it.
And I receive it. I understand it.
Yes, ma'am. We know.
Okay. Ms. House?
I understand what everybody's saying, but I've lived in Rutherford since 1991. And I know some of you, I don't know all of you, I just want to be left alone. Left alone. There has been more crime. I have a name. Just moved in across the street from the mailbox. That has caused me nothing but hell. I've had a stroke and a heart attack. I don't need this. People who have their own construction company who park in front of my driveway, I have three. I have asked them nicely, please. You have a double driveway, you have a big yard, you can park over wherever you want to. Don't park in front of my driveway. But do they do that? No. They continually park in front of my driveway. I can't even get out of my driveway. I have a full-size car, and he parks on the street. The other day, because of this confrontation, someone came to my home. I was out getting gas at 40. My daughter was downstairs with her dog. They came into our home. And my daughter had a seizure. She had to call the lady two doors down from us. It's ridiculous. I understand you want plants. I understand what you all are talking about when you're talking about inspection. I understand what you're talking about, respect. I just want to be left alone. I live where a woman died of drugs. There are drugs bad in Worthington. Take your blinders off, please.
Oh,
and these people across the street from me at 4100, they are the most rudest young people. And I know Bob went down there and asked them or whatever. Call the police. They don't come because they park on the street and the sign that says no parking on the street is right there in front of this truck. I don't speak English. No English. It's bullcrap. They do. The workers. Just like I said, I don't bother them. I would have never known them unless they parked in front of the driveway. I had to go to the doctor to say, I'm tired of all these different inhalers. I'm tired of going to hospital. I'm really tired of it. I don't know what else to do for them to leave me alone, to damage my property, to kill one of my dogs with poison. You all tell me, what would you do? Call code enforcement? When Arnold had that home, code enforcement told them to cut down those trees. They have four sheds or three sheds that are illegal in their backyard. But that's fine. The code enforcement came out on me because I had tarps up, because my neighbors would look at us over the pro-
empty bins on her deck, and we couldn't even set out in our backyard. And I just want to live there, peace and quiet. Father, I'm like, oh, Ben doesn't want to come to these meetings because of this. I just want someone, please, give me some phone numbers to call. They came down the street today and parked again in front of my driveway. I can't get out. I just told my doctor, what do I need, an ambulance? How are they going to come here? Because they're right in front of my driveway.
I guess I'll assume.
Yeah, I was going to say.
They have a big, construction company. They have their website. They're young. They're punks. What can I say? They talked about Mayor Bob. They talked about our police. You know? They walk around with Florida tags. The people down the street have New Mexico tags. But that's okay. You know? Section 8 protects them. I'm tired of it, people. I shouldn't have to live in fear. I don't want a gun. I don't want that anymore. I don't want my dogs killed because I have to keep my mouth shut because of all of this stuff going on in our subdivision. And I'm tired of it. I'm just tired. I want to be left alone until they do my job in the day. I'm afraid of even going to bed at night. They break into the homes. They walk up and down the streets 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. What do you think you're doing? I'm taking the dog for a walk? No. They're chasing where the elderly people live to break into the cars, the homes. And where's the police? You know, I don't know. Every once in a while, yeah, I'll see him drive down the Ray. But you know, what good is it to do to call the police? You can be shot and they don't come. So what good is it to say, oh, I'm sorry, I was just raped. My daughter had a seizure downstairs. If I could sell my home, what good would that do? I can move into another subdivision. They have the same problems. So why not, should I stay there and fight? Fight for a home that I'm still paying on to live there, and I want security, and I want this stuff to stop. Please stop. Please, I'm just asking you to stop. What happened to the rules that we're supposed to abide by? Did anybody give them a copy of Worthington's rules? They park over the sidewalks. They do everything that they're not supposed to do. I mean, there's a sign right there. There's no parking on the street. That doesn't bother them. They still do it. I just want to be safe. I shouldn't have to be worried about
being I understand this house. Totally understand, okay? And it's one of those things, it's society today. They worry about how they get talked to. They worry about how they're treated. They worry about anything and everything other than following the rules. You know?
Code enforcement doesn't do anything. Seriously, people, they don't.
You call the police and they don't do anything?
No, ma'am, they didn't.
No, she actually called the police when they came into the house. They didn't give them even a police report.
My daughter had a seizure. We shouldn't have the
because they didn't witness it.
But, I mean, there was somebody that had a warrant for their arrest. It's a felon, convicted felon across the street from my house.
There's pedophiles.
I called when he was there.
Two doors down from us.
It's LMPD is, you know, this has been one of my biggest feats. We pay Jefferson County tax, and we're getting limited amount of coverage. Now, we do have a new code enforcement officer who is working on getting things straightened up, but he's only been working the neighborhood for about 2 months.
Well, I don't understand why, when we call the police, they don't send somebody out then. I mean, I understand them.
They can call 911.
They prioritize.
Yeah.
Well, my neighbor called because she actually got somebody on her camera off her vehicle stealing one of her tires off of her car.
Right.
She called. She's still waiting for
the
outtake
report. Mayor Stone and I have both run into individuals at 3-4 o'clock in the morning, call the police. They either take their time getting there, or they don't come at all, or the perpetrators will call the police on us.
Yeah.
And then you know, you got to answer that. It's crazy.
Yeah, I had a couple of kids one night caught checking car doors, and when they ran out to the sidewalk and acted like nothing was happening, they were on the phone calling 911 saying, I've got a pervert, and I'm on the other phone line with dispatch telling them where the people are and that they were caught, you know, trying doorknobs.
I tried to show a video of these kids in our parking lot trying to get in, opening doors in cars. And I said, would you like to see the video? No.
Okay, well, we got to move along.
Really?
I think you have to make your area undesirable for these people. I don't know what the answer is.
Yeah.
You have to make it undesirable. They don't want to enter into your area. Whether that's lighting it up. If it's lightening up the area and it's putting cameras out.
All right, well, we got to move along. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for your stuff, Miss House.
I would start sending out verified letters from attorneys and documenting everything to your neighbors. If you send them a certified letter from an attorney, you are putting them on notice that you are ready to sue.
And their faith is destroying our homes.
I document everything.
They put glass in my yard. They killed my dog.
I understand.
All right, we got to move along. I hate to cut everybody short, but we're only supposed to be 3 minutes on these. Okay. I understand your problem, but there's so much limited we can do, and Jefferson County's not fulfilling their obligations. All right. Service contracts expiring. Waste removal, Runkey, we'll get that in a moment. Property maintenance.
I was incorrect, and it is 2024 that it expires.
Well, I know it is. Okay, so we need to get on that this month.
We
don't have to bid it.
Put that out for bid, or we? Okay.
You can do invites as long as it stays below the $40,000. We can decide on who wants it.
Maximus Lawncare said they're happy to continue on. So he did question, you know, if we were going to put it out for bid or, you know, put it in the Courier Journal and all that.
We are going to take.
I mean, he's.
We're
well
going to take bids, and we're going to have a contract, right? But they have to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we should still get at least a quote from Mo Better.
Okay.
Okay. We ought to at least invite them because it's just a courtesy. Okay.
Well, what about Mo Better? Did we talk about him?
Mo Better. I just
said
Mo
Better.
Yeah,
that's what
you said? Okay. Okay. Security, Derby City, you've talked to Tate already?
Right. He said it was no changes in his prices.
Okay. So we'll need to get an updated contract so we can.
Yep.
Snow and ice removal, we'll have to do that later on.
We do that in the winter.
The contract ends on October 30th.
Like August or something.
Yeah. Status of delinquency tax? We're pretty up to date. I don't even think there's 10. Yeah. Okay. All right. The updated budget. Now. The center column with the numbers is as of the end of March. We're sitting pretty good, but I want you to turn over your sheet, the back of your sheet. This is the numbers we got from Rumpke. The back side of your. Oh, there's nothing there? I knew somebody was missing one. I didn't know who it was.
It's on this
Huh?
Oh, it's on the back of this.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't have it.
Yeah, here's the one that I need to pass down to her. I knew somebody did have it. I just never knew. Okay. I'm glad you're all sitting down. Yes, ma'am. You all right. You have a safe trip home now.
Who else can we call besides you? Is Dennis?
I'll send you an email.
What is the city phone? I can't think of it.
It's 502. She knows how to do that.
I'll stop by
where does
she live? She lives in the corner of the Luray and Northumberland. The one with the blocks on the corner. Okay. I'm glad y'all are sitting down, because when I got this today, I was like, you gotta be kidding me. Yeah. And
is there a reason?
Here's, may I, Susan, or you want to do it?
No, go right ahead. I mean, I was a little disappointed he wasn't coming, and
I know
I didn't read it until later this afternoon because he was swamped at work. I wasn't able to check my phone.
Okay.
I was just like, wow.
Here's why. We got why the rate increase. Our costs have outpaced the rates we have the last 3 years. Cost of equipment, one example, trucks. Okay. 2020, roll-offs. I guess these are where it is. I can't tell. Okay. I guess the roll-offs were 160 to 180 apiece. Now they're up to 210 to 250. Rear loads, and this is probably thousands.
We don't have any of those things.
Okay. Rear loads, whatever this is, 275 to 285. Now they're 300. Oh, okay, that's 160 to 180,000. Yeah, I see the K now. To 210 to 250,000. Front loads, 275 to 285,000 to 350,000 in 2023. So anyhow, he's got a list of these items that, you know, have gone up in cost. Okay. Maintenance has increased 20 to 35% in the last 3 years. Parts has increased 20 to 30% in the last 3 years. Labor has increased 25% in the last 3 years. Fuel has increased 50% in the last 3 years. Healthcare costs has increased 18% in the last 3 year. The company absorbed these costs and did not pass along to the employees. Oh, we're talking about the health care costs. So, anyhow, it has to do with cost. And I've heard, well, I talked to Medivale one day, and they were having fits over their rate renewal from Rumpke also. I haven't talked to her since. But that, you can see from that amount, that's $40,000. Okay. The 29%, 29.18% increase overall. Just look at the dumpsters. The dumpsters went up 63.33%.
But we didn't get new dumpsters. We got older. I mean, we still have the same old dumpsters.
I know.
They charge us the same old price for the same old dumpsters.
Right.
And when you bring in new dumpsters,
right.
You know, when you bring in some new dumpsters,
yeah.
Then you can charge us
yeah.
the new dumpster price.
But it's the fuel for them having to empty it. That's why they're charging so much more.
Well, anyhow,
are we going to be able to even do this, or should
well,
we just start
here's,
individual citizens?
Well, this is what I was looking at. That's why I wanted you to look at the center column, okay? We've got three more months on the sanitation, okay? We're going to end up around that 138,780. We're going to end up somewhere close to there. But I believe what we'll be able to do, since we're already through the snow season, we'll probably be able to pretty much put what's ever left over into the carryover. Okay? Then we've got a whole year to decide what we're going to do. Because I even had to remind him the contract was up. This year, this is the last year with Rumpke, okay? Because he thought we were on a renewal, and I said, no, we're not on a renewal, because he had the original contract. He didn't have the 3-year contract, so I had to send him a copy of the 3-year contract. So, with that said, so far, the only thing we're going to have to do is be very careful on what we spend money on from now to the end of the year and this fiscal year. That's the reason why I need you to look at this. Okay? All right. There's on the Courier Journal, I think that number's wrong because we've only had 3 ordinances that we've had. I think that's about it should be closer to $300 or $400. I think there's double billings going there. The governmental dues, I sent you an email on this too. I'm not really sure why we're so far over on it, so I wanted to get an itemized list of that so that I can get that idea.
Are you wanting to take money out, or can we take money out of the road fund and move it to?
No, you can't do that.
Can't do that.
I didn't know.
No, road fund is restricted to strictly road fund, and I've got another.
What about snow removal?
Snow removal we can manipulate, but again, for the time being, I don't want to move anything. Whatever we have left over, we should be able to just carry it forward for the trash removal. Because last year we had 26,000 left over. And so I think we're going to be able to, we'll be fine here in the next few months. Because we still have, this does not include this Cummings insurance premium tax. The insurance premium quarter was up March 31st, and we haven't started receiving those premium dollar taxes yet. Okay? So I think we're going to be right at around 165, 166 on those. So there's more money coming in. The property tax didn't move because we're past it. And the delinquent tax, like Dan said, that delinquent tax you see here is for delinquent years. Okay? Your property tax is current year is the one with the penalties and interest on it. It still goes up in that current property tax. Right, Dan?
The $50
goes down in municipal, it goes down in miscellaneous receivables. Right. Right.
But current property tax is 23, 24.
Yeah. Okay. Where's the interest principal and interest goes. Is that up there in that? Okay. That also goes up there in the current property tax. So, the other thing on the salaries, you had an extra column on it or an extra line on it that says other salary expenses. And I think what it is, it's our...
the fee for...
our the fee for quarterly... I can't hear. What did you say?
That's probably... how much was it?
One was $1,700 and change, and the other one was... the $1,700, I think, is administrative costs, and the other one was $12-something. Mm-hmm. I think that's your company expenses. The business tax expense. But there was, it was like $1,200 and some odd dollars. It's on the P&L. So I just included it up in the salaries, so that I'd have the numbers right down in the bottom. Okay. So I'm keeping you up to date on this. The big concern is this renting. We just need to be real cautious with the monies. And that's all. Anybody else got anything to say?
Is he going to come next month and talk about, are we bidding on this? We're bidding on this.
No, this is our last year. This is
20. Oh, right. We have one more.
Yeah. The bids don't go out. And I told them that we're bidding. We've already got it on our calendar to bid next February.
Okay.
Okay.
But he's going to come and do like year one, year two, year three, and give us clear numbers.
Well, this is one of the things why I didn't want a three-year contract. But anyhow, he did tell me, though, that, of course, that's him talking, that they're right in line with the rest of the contractors. But I've been saying from the get-go, it's all collusion. You know, they got you. The only thing that I think that we might want to do next year is and we need to make it aware to the public that we may need to go to every other week on recycling. And we may want to do the same thing with the yard waste. Do every 1 week the same way.
Because we saved money this time, but not doing yard waste in the wintertime.
No, they still did it.
They still did it. We still did it because they did not. They did not amend the contract. They wouldn't amend it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. The explanation I got over the phone was they basically their manpower. When they put the bid in, that's what their manpower is based off. Their equipment, their manpower, all that stuff's evaluated into the bid. Because if they take it, it's like the lawn care service says, if we don't do it every week, then, you know, what good is it? It's pretty much, you know. I'm the same way. I feel like I've watched the people next door get their grass cut, and I'm like, why are you back out there? The grass ain't any grover yet, you know? So, but anyhow, that's what I wanted to bring y'all's attention. Was that okay, Susan?
Yes.
Did
Miles not here tonight?
His son broke his tooth.
Okay.
Yeah.
His son broke his tooth?
Yeah.
Did he hit on the windshield when he was in a really bad wreck?
We don't know. We just need to move along.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Oh,
let me look down here and see if there's anything else I need for.
He didn't.
I think that's it. Okay. Updated ethics board. We're still looking for somebody. Commissioner Babil did ask me if I had talked to Danny. What's his name?
Madison.
Danny
Madison.
So I'll go approach him Does he say anything to you?
Yeah, I talked to him and I said, has Mayor Bob been around yet? And he said, no, he has never come to talk to me.
Well,
so I talked to him.
She said that, you know, Commissioner Bedell said she was going to talk to him, so...
I did talk to him, but I am not Mayor Bob.
No, Mayor Bob.
But I'm not... See, this is what the problem is. I'm just a commissioner, but I can't get that through people's heads, okay?
No, he's waiting on Mayor Bob, and I understand that.
All right.
And another ethics board member cannot say, oh, you're on.
No, because he has to take an oath, so we'll get it taken care of. All right. The Welcome Ambassadors, that's been on the website, still nobody interested. It's almost like, it's like pulling teeth. You know, back in 19, you know, back in 20, we had planned that extravaganza. Nobody wanted to get involved. You know, Dennis will tell you, we've been out there, we've talked to people. Oh yeah, I'll get along. As soon as you approach them though. Okay. So,
I remember all those Easter baskets.
Yeah, we still got them too. Yeah, we still got those too.
You still got those Easter baskets? You might want to throw that candy away. We don't need a lawsuit.
Trust me, before we throw them away, they'll be put to good use. Green space litter problem doesn't exist.
Yay.
So I'm going to take it off. Won't hear about it until I start seeing the litter back up. But honestly, I went out there last week. They're being real kind. They're putting trash in the bags, just like I thought they would. All right. Emergency communications.
Channel 7.
Channel 7.
I can get mine to work.
Well, I have, you know, I still have problems, Dennis, as you probably know.
Something's turned off or on my wrong. Can you hear me?
I'm here beeping first.
That's me, yeah.
Try pushing and waiting and then speaking. Okay, is there anything...
We'll have to try it one day. You might just be on first.
Maybe I just don't have it right on the...
Over the invoice.
Yeah, the invoice is received and reimbursement.
Okay.
With regards to the green space litter problem, are there any animals like chewing on the bags or anything like that where you'd want to get? I mean, I guess they're just throwing.
There's nobody. Yeah, they're just throwing plastic and bottles and all the goods, the wrappers and all that stuff in there. They're not throwing food in there.
Real food? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So it doesn't sound like we need a trash receptacle then.
Okay, it was brought to my attention. The invoice sheet went around. Everybody signed it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Anything else on old business?
Thank you for putting that on the website, too. Well, we signed it. You put that. You've been putting that on
the... I guess you can consider this all
the time. Oh, yeah.
Good. I called Elam City on these reasons.
She's deserved.
Okay, go ahead, Dan.
I called you last
week.
I never knew you could yell, Dennis.
Anyway, on these radar signs, they give us a deal of $8,000 for three signs. And the lady said that it cost $300 to ship them.
Oh.
So I don't know if that's acceptable.
I think with Rocky's deal, we need to scratch them.
Okay.
Just like.
Well, the thing is we get 413 money.
Yeah.
But,
oh, okay.
But the 413 money amounts to about $1,200 a quarter. So, you know, we'd have to bank it up. That's the reason why when you look at our security expense for the year, that includes the deductions for the 413.
How much is in that account? How much have we built up?
It's applied to security.
Uh-oh.
Doesn't
it's
matter.
Not something we accumulate.
You can accumulate it,
but we don't.
We basically, instead of, you know, when we get our bills, we just credit. Dan just credits that into that account.
Those are the same that we have.
But similar, yeah. They're pretty well good.
So
they all pretty much work the
same. Right?
Yeah, we already have two.
We have two.
So we're going to buy two.
We can get three for that price.
See, we paid $3,000 for one, the first one we got, and we paid $3,500 and change for the second one.
So this one goes on a speed limit sign, or you mount it?
You mount them
anywhere.
When I was road commissioner, I had to order like a pole from for them to mount it. So I called. It wasn't All Terrain; it was another sign company. But I got a pole put in the ground, and then Dennis and Mr. Stoner.
We installed them.
So we're getting three more.
Well, we could.
If you got approval.
I mean, if we vote for it, we could do...
Well, we got
we only have one. We only have one in the direction, you know, going toward Halifax. We could put one going the other way toward Westport Road.
See, we got one. You know where it's on Ludenburg, yeah, right there.
I know where the ones are now. I'm saying, what are we going to do? Are we going to put the other ones on the same street, but in the opposite direction?
Yeah.
Somewhere on the same street, not necessarily in the same spot, because of the fact we got to deal with them speed humps.
Yeah.
Okay. Because if you put them right at the speed hump, it ain't gonna do you no good.
Well, no.
But anyhow, we've got till May 31st for this offer.
Yeah.
I think it's helped. Don't you think it's helped? Speeders.
Some people are the. Abide by it. Some people just ignore it. But.
Yeah.
Well, I hope they do if we're investing the money in them.
Well, you drive all over Louisville. You see them all over Louisville. Does anybody really pay attention? There's a couple of them out there on Chamberlain Lane by the Ford plant.
They pretty much do an anchorage because if they go just a few miles over, they'll pull you over.
I think they've got some kind of central
Okay. Anything else on old business?
So we'll table that and think about it for next month.
Well, we got till May 31st.
We'll have to make
it. Okay.
Oh, yeah, we have to make it this next meeting. I'm okay with
it. Well, we got this budget thing that I'm watching over here. Okay, I want to see what goes on because at the end of, we're coming up on the end of April, okay, and we really need to see where we're at next month before we start. We do, like I said, we do have we got $4,800 this year to apply to that, and we didn't do anything last year, so we had some of that $4,800 last year too.
And what kind of money is that?
What?
What kind of money is that?
Oh, HB 413. Huh?
It's got 1,200.
It's 1,200 a quarter is what we're getting. It's 1,200 and change. Okay. It used to be 1,000 when we first started, but it's up to 1,200 now. The court costs have gotten expensive. So. But there again, it's divided by those who participated 413. So it's still kind of hush hush. The more people to get in 413, less money we'll probably end up getting. But all right, new business. All right, go ahead, Commissioner Adams. I see what you've got here, but
So regarding the Boynton Court repair, Harold of Maximus Lawn Care sent me this at 5:30 today after I asked him on the 1st of April, so I really didn't have very much time to review this, so I do apologize. I would change a few things and ask him to amend a few things on this, if I would have gotten it sooner. So that's a picture of his front yard, and it's very pretty.
I
like the phlox. I have some in my backyard. They're very nice. But he waters that every day because he loves his yard. But there is a retaining wall underneath that, and that was kind of his idea, was to build a curved retaining wall around that area that took out, which would hold the rocks back. It kind of looks like he's talking about taking out the rocks, though, because it says this will avoid your having to remove all the rose bushes and reinstall the landscaping cloth and rock. I'm not completely sure what he means by that.
He means he's going to leave the rose bushes in.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like he's pulling the rock back. The rock. You know, he's going to pull the rock totally back and plant phlox there. So I have some questions, I guess. So my first question is the whole evergreen irrigation thing, or the pipes and everything. You know, we've talked about them. I believe you guys have said that they've been capped. So there's no water at the end of that. So
there is. You can see the one that's right where the curve starts, and then there's another one that's about 2 foot towards the
center of the
towards the center of the island.
What do you think, the sprinkler head?
Yeah, the sprinkler head.
So my question is it functional? Could we put phlox in if we watered them?
Is that not functional right now? When the water guy was out there, the evergreen, I actually talked to him, and he had them running at the time. So the water does hit all the area in that cul-de-sac.
When he made the changes, right.
Because see what happened was where the end one was right there on the turn at the center, all he did was, because when they pulled that up, they didn't break that pipe. Okay? So what he did was he came back, I'd say that far.
He cut some out and then he reinstalled the sprinkler head?
He cut the end that was out in front of the light pole. Okay? Moved it back towards the first one, or the, I can't think of what the numbers of the house, the 40, the 02, the even side number of the houses. Okay? So you got the odd sides on this side, you got the evens on this side. Okay? So that M1 is between the light pole and where we're having the grit. Okay?
Okay. Okay, so that was question number one that I had after I read this. So I was like, okay, I gotta make sure I figure that out. And then, based on, and I'm not saying that you did anything wrong, Commissioner Goodell, or anything like that. I just want to find out, you know, for the record. So since there was a paving project done, and it was said on record that nothing was coming out of my budget, I want to see, based on our budget, that we're having, you know, issues with the sanitation, are we able to use any road funds? Are we able to piggyback this project off of her paving project?
No.
Okay. All right.
I don't understand.
She wouldn't use road funds. Remember, we were going to be able to use the road funds to move the light poles. We had to, okay, because that was part of the issue. Because that's a necessary utility. You can move utilities, okay. But you can't
replace landscaping.
Right.
Okay. I wanted to get that on the record because I wasn't sure.
I have a question.
Yes.
I mean, as a whole, this isn't directed towards you or the project or anything. Maybe as a taxpayer, why are we spending so much money beautifying this one and only island? I mean, in my area, nothing. There's no monies going in over there.
That's private property.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if
it is private property.
It is private property, and that's all it's going to say. I can show you right where I can.
I'm paying for the watering system. I'm a taxpayer. We're paying for.
Right.
And that's my question. Why so much money going into beautifying this one court?
Because it's Worthington Hills green space. It's public.
Why wouldn't it go into the entrance?
Well, see, excuse
not
me.
Well, it could go in the entrance.
What my question was there again, because if you remember, I believe, and if you can check back on the recording from the last time, I said we don't need any more plants in Boynton Island.
Yeah.
Right.
We don't need any of this stuff. All we need is to clean it up.
Yes.
Get that landscape and mulch or mess cleaned up. And I know you all think I'm beating a dead horse here about those rose bushes, but you don't. I think if anybody could just understand, they're not going to bloom again. They are just not. They're ugly. Pull them out, smooth off the ground, put down some gravel, whatever, that'll help the water flow where it's supposed to, and forget about spending any more money on plants.
You won't get any arguments out of me.
Huh?
You won't get an argument out of me.
I mean, I just don't see any point in putting in more plants.
Yeah, and I agree. I mean, you know, after I read this, I was like,
it sounds beautiful, and
but why that one court? How many people?
Only the people in that court.
The people right there, and they have the right to have something that's nice to look at besides gravel and mud.
I remember when they put the place in, and I was kind of perturbed when they put the place in to start with. Okay. I'll leave it there.
But
that was previous administration.
I don't think that there's it. I would rather see this kind of money taken and used on that front island rather than on an island that people are going to see.
I agree.
I mean, I spruce it up and make it, you know,
because it's got those cute
nice,
little shrubs.
Yeah, I mean, this,
you know,
I'm sure all of it is, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Exact.
He has two bids. You know, his second project there that he talked about doing was to keep the rocks from falling on the sidewalk. You know,
I understand that. You know, we don't want to have to take more money to
but
do another repair.
Get the gravel smoothed down, you know. And that will take care of itself. But I just don't see any point in putting more plants.
So my thought, based on his little thing that he's got going on here, putting in the blocks and everything, I don't mind him putting in the blocks and then maybe building up the ground and putting rocks down, but I really wasn't a fan of him putting plants in there. I just thought maybe a rock garden.
All the rocks are going to do is end up like they were at the front entrance. Okay? It was a pain when they were up there at the front entrance. They used to play what I would call poo with them.
Yeah, that was because there was only one level, though, I think. I mean, he's planning on doing probably two or three levels of it, so I think the car hit it with a...
So he's going to put a wall on the other side of the curb.
He kind of wants to dig out...
Well, if he wants to do it, he needs to be at the city meeting. Okay. Mm-hmm.
A piece of paper
to me
building the wall can take
is a paper airplane.
For me.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, his plan was to dig out the dirt and set it back like on that curb that you guys put in. So it would sit on top of the curb and then have another row above it and then have another row above it. And then he wanted to put the blocks on top of that.
Have like a waterfall effect or something?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, I mean, like his house, it only has like a couple rows and it's almost to the ground, so you really
can't see it.
Based on what I'm reading, it sounds like he wants to do three or four rows of bricks and then have the blocks kind of draping over
everything.
All right. That's enough on what they want us to do. My attitude is if he wants to do something, he should be bringing his person in here and talking to us. We shouldn't have to work off a picture, okay? If he wants to do something, I mean, he's the property maintenance contractor, okay? So if he wants to go outside his contract, okay, he needs to come in here and make these proposals. And it's up to us as a commission to decide whether we want to finance it or not, period. I mean, it's just like somebody could come in here and want to do a community project, okay? Fine, not a problem. Bring your ideas in and let us hash it out. It's just one of those things. We shouldn't be making any kind of rationale on what this picture means. It looks pretty, but it doesn't, in my opinion, it don't fly. Okay? And I'm just the mayor. So if anybody wants to carry on with this discussion, talk to Commissioner Adams and ask her to have Mr. Harrell come in.
I do have a couple small buckets of landscaping rock that do match that I do plan on dumping.
Yeah,
to cover some of the dirt, so it'll look a little better. The rose bushes, it's going to take a lot of labor to pull the rose bushes out. So
go around the back of your...
Use a pickup truck and a rope and they're out.
They put weed control mesh down, which is the worst thing they do.
What was I saying? And
I have pulled out
more shrubs than I can tell you with my little old pickup truck and a chain. And they come out real quick.
Yeah, I just had mine pulled out.
All right.
I really, really, really want to give the rose bushes just a little bit more time, though.
Crystal, I hate killing plants. You can look around through the subdivision and you can ask a lot of people. Those knockout roses got that virus, and they have a lot of little pretty leaves on them, but they're never going to bloom again.
Yeah, they generally only last about 16, 17 years anyway.
Okay.
You know, once they get older.
Anything else on old business or new business on you all? Okay. 2024 PVA assessments, the release date is scheduled for April 26th, which is not this Friday, next Friday. The property tax bill mailings, okay, in the past we used Louisville Mail.
Mail Louisville.
Okay, and they're right across the street. Makes it real convenient. But we've had interest from another company, and last year I didn't get a bid from them, so we stayed with Mail Louisville. So that's all I'm going to say about that. I'm going to contact Mail Louisville again to get their quote so that we have it at the next meeting.
Are you going to contact the other company too?
It was on her schedule. Okay? If anybody else wants to contact that person, that's fine. But it was on her schedule last year, and she did not come in with it. City yard sale. I put this on here intentionally because the next one is scheduled for the Saturday after our city meeting, I believe. And we usually put the signs out early. And I want to bring this up because of the fact there's a lot, you know, it's just a matter of going and getting them signs and putting them in, but then you have to pick them back up, and I'm always concerned with how many are we losing this year, okay? And so last year in the fall, I went around and I counted how many houses were doing the yard sale. And it was between 20 and 25, which is 0.25% of the total households. Okay? So.
2.5%.
Wait. All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I love you. But it coincides with Coldstream, but not Oakhurst. Oakhurst runs theirs the week following. Okay? Oakhurst has normally held theirs a week later. It's right there. And here's the thing. We don't restrict having yard sales anytime. So, I want to know if we want to continue doing the citywide yard sale. We'll put the signs out again this year.
Well, I know a lot of people, I've seen on NextDoor got notifications last year about when's the yard sale. Now, whether they participated or not, I don't know. But how much does it cost for the sign?
We've already bought the signs.
Okay. The signs are there. It's just a matter of putting them out.
At least one sign every year.
Yeah. And there's certain places where they get put out every year.
Yeah.
Okay? I've got a route. It basically is one time through. You know, I don't have to backtrack. Okay? It's just a, you know, I just feel like there's just, this goes back to what I was saying earlier, you know? There's just nobody that wants to participate. You know, you go to all this work and you feel like it's for naught.
And I'm just curious because I don't know. I mean, I know how long I've been in the city of Worthington Hills. I'm going on my 19th year now.
That's all.
Aren't the most of the homeowners there, haven't they been there maybe, like Carol, 30-some-odd years or longer? And maybe
I've been here since 92, so that makes me 32 years.
Older, I think they're getting older, and they just don't.
Well, we've got.
When I first moved in, the yard sale in Orange Hill was a big thing. A lot of people did it.
Right, but here again, we've got people that are renters now. We've got these young couples that don't want to get involved.
It's a lot of work getting everything ready for the yard sale.
It is. And since
I
we don't
this
want
to give it away,
since we don't prohibit it at any time, and anybody can have it on any Saturday they want to.
Wonder if you just put it on the website and not bother with the signs this year.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I can't see that it's not putting out the signs would make that much of a difference.
Yeah, I just leave it on the website.
Well, I could put one out.
Huh?
Yeah, at the entrance.
At the entrance.
Yeah.
I put one out at the entrance, you know.
They really don't, back in my neighborhood, I mean, there's probably, since I haven't seen anybody. I've lived there, maybe three or so.
And they're not going over there where I live.
I put one out there at Trace every year.
Every year.
And
yeah.
I put one out at East Bay Villas. And yet, you know, these Bay Villas, I would expect that no, they don't do anything over there.
One time.
Yeah. So, you guys email me, okay?
You're dismissed from having to put out the signs.
You need to decide tonight because the meeting is right before the yard sale, so you want to know ahead of time.
All right. All those in favor of having the yard sale, say aye.
Putting it on the website?
I'll put it on the web. Well, if I put it on the website, we have the yard sale.
Yeah.
Okay?
I mean, I'll motion for that, for the city of White Yard Sale to occur and for you to put it on the website. And if you want to put a sign in the front aisle, you can.
Okay, but
I'll motion for
but
that.
You motion that I don't have to put the signs out?
I will motion that you don't have to put the signs out.
Okay, so if the motion is to put it on the website, but not to put... I will agree to putting one out at the front entrance. Okay? Because Coldstream will put theirs out on their side, okay? So all those in favor for the motion for the website, or do I hear a second?
I second.
Okay. Commissioner Adams made the motion. Commissioner Moulton second it.
Yeah.
Were you about to say something, Dennis?
No, I just wanted to mention that somebody needs a second.
All right. All of the favors say aye.
Aye.
Okay. I'll put it on the website and I'll make my way over and try to find a couple of signs maybe. Okay.
A quick note, I'll put something, I don't know this would be something you would, but I do know the big shred event, trash or junk appliances will be at Shelby Campus on May 11th.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. You can take everything except batteries and paint cans.
They will have trucks for each.
Yeah, you can get that information online.
Yes, it's LouisvilleGov.com.
Yeah.
I had a homeowner call me yesterday. She had, when she moved in, the seller had left literally a utility room with about 15 cans of paint.
Oh, no.
And she was like, well, I don't know what to do with it. I don't need it. And so I had to hunt around.
No, they said no paint.
And they won't take paint.
No.
But there was a place, and it's called, I can't think of it now. But anyway, there's a place out off of Gray Lane that will take, they won't take latex paint. They'll take everything else, but not latex paint.
Latex is water based.
Latex paint. Let it dry up, put it in a garbage bag, and throw it in the dumpster.
Yeah.
It's water based. Okay.
I did have one thing, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yana's plants are still alive, just so you know, the two city plants.
Okay, good.
Haven't been planted yet, they're still alive. I took them back on my property. They're in my front of my house right now, so I watered them a little bit. I surveyed Bay's End and Arwine. I like Arwine better because Bay's End has a tree and they have the light pole and they just have a little area of mulch, and I'm worried if I plant it there it could grow out into the road.
Okay.
So I like Arwine. I called 811 about Arwine to have Arwine marked.
Yeah, and they're marked.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, I just did that like 2 days ago. So
I was wondering why it was marked.
Yeah, so I called Arwine 811 to have that marked, and I'm going to get those planted.
Okay.
Those two.
All right.
And there's no water on that, so hopefully they survive the rain.
Well, if you start putting them in now,
yeah,
we'll have a lot of water between now and July.
Yeah, they're drought tolerant, so I'm definitely getting them in before the next
Okay.
season. I may have to buy some mulch to put around.
Okay.
Or
well, just give me a call. Give me a call.
So
we'll go get it.
Probably go and,
yeah.
and do that.
Yeah. Okay. Thursday this week, JCLC at Linden City Hall is having JD is going to be there to talk about the executive or the legislative stuff that's going to affect cities, and they're also going to talk about this change in the Jefferson County land development code that's going to affect some of these smaller cities. I don't think this affects us because we're pretty much, you know, land tied, okay? But they're the big thing is these alternative living units, ALUs, these small houses. They're wanting to turn them loose, okay? And
you mean the tiny home thing?
Yeah, the tiny home thing.
Oh.
So that's what we got to be careful of, okay?
Well, I'm going to tell you something just from my own experience with tiny homes. I found a beautiful property lot out in Baghdad. There were deed restrictions. You couldn't build anything less than 1,200 square feet. I said, Baghdad.
Baghdad's growing.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Okay. You should have, if you're getting direct line, you should have gotten notice about KLC's legislative session wrap up. It's a Zoom meeting. It's on May 13th, starting at 10 a.m. I'm signed up for it. Mr. DeWeese is signed up for it because I offered that opportunity to him. So he got signed up for it. So if you need how to get to it, go to the KLC.org website, and the information's there on the registration. It's a Zoom meeting. It usually will probably last 2 hours. It'll probably be from 10 to 12. Okay? But that's a big one that J.D. Chandler does also. He's mostly going to talk about what's going to affect Jefferson County over here probably at the Linden meeting here on Thursday. So, it's because that's the JCLC meeting only usually lasts an hour and a half. It tries to keep it to an hour and a half. Okay, and it starts at 7 on Thursday, that one. Okay, that's day after tomorrow. Don't need to sign up or anything, you just show up. 7 o'clock at the Linden City Hall, and all I can tell you is you go like going to the post office and you turn across the railroad tracks up Linden Lane. And then when you get up to that stoplight there at the gas station, you take a right and immediate left is the next. I think it's Wood Road. It's a nice facility.
Mm-hmm. And what is it now?
The J.D. Chandler.
Yeah.
Okay, you know who he is. Okay. He's going to give an overall of the legislative stuff that's going to affect us.
And that's at Linden City Hall.
Yeah, Linden City Hall.
Now, where is that on the 4th through 6th.
This is on Thursday this week, the 7th,
okay.
The 18th.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll probably have to work.
At 8 o'clock in the
evening? 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock. Well, I have to look again at that email. I'm thinking now. Hang on a second. Let me look at the email.
Name's not Chandler, is it?
Huh?
Chaney.
I'm sorry. Whatever. It starts with a C. Let me see what it says here. The Academy, while I'm looking at this, hang on, here it is. It says list.
Yeah.
See, their meetings are usually on Thursday. That's why I'm thinking it's Thursday.
Well, today's the 16th.
I know what I'm...
17th, 18th,
yeah, it's the 18th. Thursday, 18th, mm-hmm. 7 p.m. Okay?
So we have to make... Do we have to call and let them know we're coming?
Okay. No, not to this week.
Okay.
All right. The Zoom meeting, you have to register online.
I understand that, but I thought the city hall meeting, I didn't know there was a limited number.
No, it's a pretty big... It's bigger than Middletown was.
Bigger than it was when they had their meetings in the
park. Yeah. JCLC Summer Summit is June 4th through June 6th, but they've done this year a little different. They got the June 5th is the COA 2 training day. That registration is online. It's $150 per attendee, but that's budgeted in our budget. Okay?
What do they cover?
The agenda's on there.
Okay.
Okay. So if you're interested in going, I've already signed up. So if you're interested in going, then you can sign up online. All right, I found this out this past week from our code enforcement officer. Jefferson County building permits and property maintenance code enforcement. There's new leadership down at the Metro permitting and code enforcement. Okay. And Tony said to me, he says, things are going to change. Okay. I've met one of the inspectors just a couple of weeks ago. She was out here. Nice, older, mature woman. I was quite surprised, but she's a mechanical engineer. And she goes out and she does the checking on the HVAC and the structures and everything else that you see out here. So, anyhow, it's not limited. You know, basically, they've got professionals on there. And here's the big thing. Tony told me they've got between five and seven new individuals that just got code enforcement, just got a whole bunch of trainees that are strictly for rental registrations. So they are really going to start picking up on these rental registrations.
Good.
And part of the reason why is because that's revenue in their pocket, because it's a business. Okay?
Sure is.
So is if there any nothing else, we can...
I'm sorry. Something just popped in my head about old business. I'm sorry, Kevin. What are you doing about the tree down with the code enforcement people with the caution tape around?
I've talked to him, and he says it's... He says it's not Ludenberg's court's problem. Because it's down. I'm saying, but it was down before and it got cut. He says, it doesn't matter. I said, they didn't finish the you know, enforcement on the complaint they had. Because it doesn't matter. And that tree is not on our property.
Do you want me to go ahead and have Maximus work on that then?
But it's not on the city
property. It's arched over our property.
Yeah,
it's over our property. It's actually on 14's and 16's property. It's not on our property.
So we don't need a quote from Maximus. Because we're not going to pay the bill. So we're just going to keep leaving caution tape around it?
That's all we have to do.
Okay.
I mean, I don't see any reason why, you know, basically it come down on theirs. You know, if we cut our portion and leave that portion, somebody's just got to take care of it. And I don't know how to get anything done with it. You know, I'm hoping that I can talk to Tony again and get him out there and have him look at it really closely, because I don't think he knew. I went to the code enforcement training that they had not this past week, the week before, and I found out a few things. Okay, code enforcement is really restricted on where they can go. Okay, they can't actually go on to the property other than where the pizza guy goes.
Okay. They can see it, but they can't.
They can see it, they can write it. Okay, but if they can't see it, they can't write it. Okay, if somebody's got a complaint about their back neighbor, that person can offer the code enforcement ability to come onto their property and check it, okay? But they can't just arbitrarily go on to that property. I just reported one because on behind Northumberland at 3817 and 3819, there is a house on Middlesex. It's got a broken privacy fence. And it was brought to my attention by one of the residents that code enforcement tried to tackle them with it. And I says, it ain't yours. He says, yeah, I know. That's why I told code enforcement. It's actually Middlesex. So I basically reported that address and sent them pictures and told them where they could see it from, just in this past 3 or 4 days. Okay? And it's scheduled to be looked at this week. Because that was one of the things I did bring up to Tony when I was talking. I says, I don't know the addresses, but I said I would go ahead and report it. So he's on the lookout now because it's scheduled. I looked at it before coming to the meeting. It's scheduled for this week to actually be looked at. So they will do the work, but they have limits on what they can actually access without the property owner's permission. And you would not believe the people that will actually allow them to come onto their property. Because we've got the one on Queen Anne's. It's been reported now for over a year. And he talked to the owner, and he basically gave the owner another 60 days. He says, this has got to be fixed. You know, you've had it, and it's been on here for a couple of years. And he says, yeah, I know. I've been paying the fines. He'd rather pay the fines than fix the problem. You know, this is what we're dealing with. Okay.
So I will tell Maximus not to do anything on that, and we'll just wait. I mean, we'll have to take care of it when it falls, if it falls.
Yeah.
And we'll take care of it.
Yeah, and if you go over there and look, it's arched completely over our easement.
Okay.
Okay? And if anybody calls, tell them it's not on our property. It's above our property. Okay?
With new business, I think there's a sign down just past Middlesex.
What?
Northumberland at Middlesex, just past Middlesex. I think I saw a sign down, like laying in the grass. I want to take a picture of it and put it to you.
A road sign?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a speed limit, or a speed bump sign. I was like driving down like
this. Middlesex and Northumberland. I'm trying to picture where that.
It's across from Bay Run.
It must have just, did it just happen?
There used to be a speed sign there. Speed hump sign there. Okay.
If I get a chance, I'll take a picture of it. But yeah, drive, you know, turn in the front island and then like drive and look on your
road. I've got a pole.
Oh, do you?
I've got
get over there and fix it, Mayor.
I got poles. I don't have a post on the counter. Okay.
Middlesex and Northumberland. I'll go by there tomorrow. I won't do it at night.
Yeah, I think it's just past Middlesex. Okay.
It's right past, when you go past Middlesex and you go past Bay Run on the left, it should be right there before the speed hump.
So you have a pole, but we need to have somebody.
Yeah, I have a bunch of poles that we had from previous ones that went down that can still be reused.
Okay.
I have something before you go, Commissioner. Do you want to explain what this
is? Oh. This is a book we got at Code Enforcement. Okay? Anybody that wants to talk about ordinances, here you go. Because guess what? If you're going to have an ordinance you want to enforce, you got to have a code enforcement board. Everything in here, this is a brand new one. This is the one. I also, there's two of them. There's one that's in the office. There's one for y'all that you can share out of the library.
I'll have it with me every week.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And then I also gave one to Rob DeWeese. Okay? So that he would have that for his benefit. And it says right on it.
I wonder if it's online, like in a PDF.
Yeah, yeah. They were going to put that out online.
Good.
But these were $30 a piece, so.
Interesting.
It's a lot of information in there. Okay.
I do too. I love them. They're so comfortable
too. I have it recorded, and I have the presentation. If anybody wants to listen. Anything else? It's 8:42, moving on. Alright, if nothing else, Commissioner report, Commissioner Bedell.
I owe the Commission an apology because I was mixed up when I asked about how much does something have to be before I can have it done, and I was told, well, I misunderstood that, and I was told there were potholes on Lunenburg, and there were 4 potholes over on Tadwell, so I just got on the phone and called up Dr. Ray and asked him for an estimate, and he gave me an estimate of $1,065 to mill out the holes, fill them up, pave it, and then put
tar the edges. Seam the edges.
And I thought, well, that's a pretty good price. So I said, go ahead and do that. And I didn't get your all permission to do it. But it's been done. So I apologize. But that's all I have to report. Was that the potholes were repaired. And
they look good.
They do. And
all right.
It was a reasonable amount to do it.
And it came out of the road fund.
Yeah. Just so. But I did misunderstand. I just didn't realize I still needed to.
Oh, that's okay. We'll let you slide one time.
Thank you.
All those in favor allowing the road commissioners a one-time flub?
Now I'm really going to work this way.
Okay. Commissioner Mulpin?
327, I emailed Christopher Pierce and asked him to attend the city meeting. 328, Christopher Pierce replied that he would attend the meeting. 42, drove city for streetlight check and observed the trash at 4620 that Mayor Stone had sent the landlord an email asking it to be cleaned up. 415, drove city for streetlight check, light out at 1919 Tazewell behind the dumpster. 416, reported streetlight out at 1919 to LG&E for work order, and one was placed. Received email today from Christopher Pierce, and I forwarded to all the commissioners and to you, Bev and Dan, so you all can read the rates, because I didn't know, because I saw it last minute. Attend city meeting, read April emails, and will participate in radio check this evening with Commissioner Metcalf.
Yeah, anytime I get stuff like that, I know who works and who doesn't work, and I'm talking that has a busy life. Okay, so I try to help out. If I'm stepping on toes, let somebody know. But I really wanted to show you the spreadsheet on that so you could actually see, because, getting just numbers doesn't really mean much until you put it all together. And I had to go searching for last year's rates to give you that comparison. So, anyhow. Oh, and by the way, they came out and changed my electric meter while I was doing it. So, while I'm in the middle of building this spreadsheet, my power goes off, and I'm like, what the heck? So,
well, I paid that bill.
So anyhow, but yeah, if you have problems, just tell me. But I like to help out and to make it very simple for you guys. Okay.
I appreciate it.
You know,
well,
you get,
I appreciate everything.
Well, I couldn't have done a spreadsheet or nothing like
okay.
that. So I appreciate it.
Commissioner Adams, you want to go next?
Yeah. I have one final thing at the end, too, after commissioner reports are read that doesn't totally have to do with this. So.
All right. Well, I have something, too. But
My report's from March 20th to April 16th. I'll do the radio checks with Commissioner Metcalf and everyone tonight, April 16th. I had no citizen issues or complaints this month. I emailed Harold/Maximus Lawn Care for a bid quote for Boynton on April 1st. Sent an email, asked them to prepare me. I drove around on several occasions to check the status of the plants on the landscaping island. I surveyed Arwine and Bay's End for plant improvements. I called 811 for Arwine to have it marked. I also checked in with Evergreen Irrigation today to check what they're doing. They're going to go ahead and turn on our systems, but not turn on the sprinklers, and that's going to happen on April 18th. I spoke briefly with Harold of Maximus Lawn Care about this bid or proposal project that he sent this afternoon. So I could present it tonight. And I also asked him while I was on the phone with him, I asked him about the crape myrtles because I was nervous they were dead because they're not blooming or anything. But he said they don't bud and bloom until later on, until like several weeks of warm weather and, you know, in May, as Mayor Stone said earlier. So that's it.
Yeah, my little twigs are still bendable, you know, so I know they're alive.
Yeah, they're hardy.
If
they
you don't like this,
they
don't, you don't end up with a handful.
Yeah, I haven't had time to go over there and break a branch. But yeah, I was keep driving by, and I'm like,
okay,
it looks so good.
Go ahead, Commissioner Metcalf.
All right. Safety Commission Report 416.4. Drove city at various times. Conducted radio checks after city meeting 319.24 using channel 6. Will conduct radio checks tonight. 416.4 using channel 7. Monitored radio on 4224 using channel 1 during tornado warning on 4224 and with along with Mayor Stone and Bev Lush. On 4424 received a call that we had a solicitor in Worthington Hills. I located an individual on Queen Anne's Court, talked to him and explained why he couldn't solicit. Gave him a copy of the ordinance. He was from a company called Weed Man. He called his office and left the city. Went to the post office with Mayor Stone on each Friday. On 3/30/24, his parking permits to 11900 Heathville Court. On 4/1/24, parking permits to 4101 Northumberland Drive. On 4/5/24, parking permits on 11900 Heathville Court. And that's good. And this is the company that was soliciting through the neighborhood.
Okay.
And I don't know if everybody got one. They left one in the mailbox.
Well, that's the one that Harold uses in our study.
Is it?
Yeah, that's to Maximus.
Oh, okay. I didn't
so
know
they
that.
May, yeah. They may have been.
What's it called? Weed Man.
They were going door to door.
Oh, they
were?
Okay.
All
right. I got one thing. This afternoon, I got the. I had to track down the VC3 bill for March, okay, which I was it Friday? I finally ended up getting it after Beth reminded me. So, anyhow, I got this today. So, this has a due date of 4/16. So, I wanted to make you aware of it because we, you know, to keep our website up, we need to pay timely on this. So this bill will be on next month's approval sheet.
But there'll be two of them. Right?
No, there'll be no. We had it on this month for the March. Okay.
Oh, okay.
This one's going to be on for
April.
It's an April bill, but it'll be on the May expenses, and it will already be paid.
Okay.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure y'all knew that. Okay. because we need to have approval. If anybody objects to paying this on a timely basis, give me a reason why. Okay.
No, but why do they send it on the 15th and then say it's due on the 16th?
No, this came on 4/16, okay, and it's due 5/16.
Okay, well then it's,
so it'll go for next month.
Yeah, but our meeting's after the 16th.
Thank
okay.
You.
Our meeting, I think, is the 21st. I think it's a long month. So that's the reason I wanted to bring this up before I gave this to Bev to be on the expense sheet, but I wanted to make sure that we were okay with that. And
yeah, our meeting's on the 21st.
Yeah. So I want to make sure that this was okay, pre-approval by the commission to go ahead and pay this prior to the city meeting.
State how much it is for the records.
Okay, it's the same amount, $676.25.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Hopefully, we'll have the May bill.
I don't have a problem paying that.
Okay.
At time. Do we need a motion for that? Or?
Well, go ahead and make a motion.
I'll make a motion that we go ahead and pay the internet bill.
The April
the IT bill.
And VC3 bill?
The VC3 bill.
All right. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Mulpin. Okay. Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay.
Okay. The only final thing I had, if you and Dennis go to the post office, or if anybody, I'm always in my car alone and I can't do this, but there is a junkyard of Target carts and Walmart carts when you come off of 265 onto Chamberlain
and
you go around that curve.
And
I would love Marcus Winkler to have like a picture of that, or 311 to have a picture of that, and I never can snap it because I'm trying to not wreck
up aware.
It was just out here.
You're getting off the
counter picking up.
Was it
I don't
know.
Okay, well, I never get on the expressway.
As you go under the freeway, it's so bad under there.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's an Aldi cart now. There's garbage all under that bridge. It looks
well,
like
you look up there. There's people.
Yeah, I haven't seen any people, but I think there are people.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a homeless
person okay.
there, and there's just. Carts, there's probably at least 10 carts.
Well, I will tell you this, that I have firsthand knowledge that not only are some of these people homeless, they are heroin addicts.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, you got to be careful going in anywhere that they may be because of needles.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Could
just
send
keep
him
that
an email?
In mind.
What was that?
Would it be good to send Marcus an email?
Yeah, I'd love if
he's
somebody
not,
could take a
he
picture.
He was out here. He was out here Thursday. He was on the news for city cleanup. So, but he was at Home Depot. And he's not our.
Yeah, he is. He's our.
Winkler is.
I thought he was the head of the commission.
He's still.
I thought we had a new guy in this area.
No, he's still division. He's still.
We had two out here.
18.
Because it's divided.
Yeah, we had 17 and 18 at one time. Okay.
I thought there's a new guy. Now.
Mm-hmm. No, Winkler may be the top dog at the city council,
yeah.
But he's still the commission or the council member for our district.
Yeah.
But his buddy Kip does it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kip does everything.
I mean, he's aware of it. I went to the meeting. I told him.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, awesome.
Well, I mean, I told him prior. This was last year.
Oh, okay.
You know, I asked
Dennis.
Why they were
Sorry,
letting our city, this end of our area, get so trashy. And he basically just looked at me. So, yeah. I mean, I know he's.
Okay. If anything else, it's 8:56. Let's wrap it up if we can.
That's all I have.
I don't have anything. So, do we hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Mulpin. Do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
Who wants to second it?
Dennis did.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. All right, y'all have a nice blessed evening. It's 8:56.